Tirith, the New World, Episode 0. Written and produced by Caleb Baker. John Ogden as the narrator. Michael E. Spencer as Liam. Smythe as Sophia. Lyra Michelle as Amy. Caleb Baker as Eli.
Okay, guys, why don't we actually make some money today?
It's a nice day, and we've been training so hard, so I'm sure we can find something.
Maybe. If someone stays out of my way for once.
Sophia, it's fine. We're all still learning.
Look. All I'm saying is if Liam wants to be up close and personal with our prey, then he better stay out of my way.
It's difficult to predict how something is going to move.
Well, you better learn quickly. We've already used up most of the loan they gave us, so we need to figure this out. Stay on alert.
All right, guys. This might be our stroke of luck.
Wolf pelts go for a bit of copper on the market. Hey, we might actually be able to eat good food for once.
Just stay back, Liam, so I don't lose another one.
Looks like they went towards the river. If we stay quiet, then we can get the jump on them.
Just try to be a team player this time, okay?
Okay, get into position. We strike on three. One.
A little closer.
Two.
Sophia, what are you doing?
She jumps into the air and takes a stab at the beast, who dodges out of the way.
Well, I guess that's three.
Eli readies his maul and runs forward to engage the wolf. The wolf leaps side to side, evading the flurry of blows.
Don't worry, Liam. I'll cover you from here.
Why can't you just wait for a cue?
Let the air channel its essence into my body. Give my friend the speed of wind. Hasten!
The spell releases, sending green energy engulfing Liam. His movements are accelerated, and he runs toward the wolf. The animal lunges at Sophia. Trying to step back, she falls to the ground. The wolf towers over her. Eli swings at the wolf's maw, but it traps the head of the mace in its razor-sharp teeth. Liam appears beside the wolf, taking a swipe at the beast. It lets go of the mace and lunges away, the blade barely scratching the back of its legs.
Well, looks like you made it just in time.
What did I say about you getting in the way? I could have killed it!
Look, I was just trying to make sure that—
Both of you! That's enough! We aren't done here!
Seeing itself outnumbered, foam starts to form at the corner of the wolf's mouth, the hair on the back of its neck standing on end.
Circle round! If we all strike together, we can kill it!
They raise their weapons, ready to strike the beast dead.
What the hell?
No!
The swirling energy around Liam fades, leaving him out of breath.
Fuck's sake. Goblins too?
Standing in the distance, a small green humanoid with stumpy legs and floppy ears. They hold a bow, knocking another arrow trained on Amy. A matching arrow juts in her leg as she lays on the ground.
Cover me! I'll get her out of here!
Sophia, try to kill it!
Liam runs in front of the goblin's line of sight, blocking Amy and Eli. He slams his shield into the ground, hiding behind it. Taking the blow, Liam slowly makes his way toward the goblin. Sophia quickly closes the gap and begins to slash wildly at the creature.
You little son of a bitch! I won't let you kill any of us!
Can you stand?
I don't think so.
This
This is gonna hurt. Just trust me. With this, I call to you, Lord of Storms, Lord of the Sea, heal! You should be able to put some weight on it now.
Thanks. You are half... Staff?
The goblin takes a few steps back, putting a small distance between it and Sophia.
This is my chance.
This is your end.
Liam leaps through the air, stabbing down at the goblin. The goblin parries with his sword, sending him flying back, knocking him into Sophia.
Every fucking time.
I'm sorry. I saw an opening. Just tried to take it.
We need to get out of here, guys.
I had it. We can still kill it.
Not with how Amy's leg is. We need to tend to it properly.
Fine. Don't get in my way next time. Boy, am I glad we made it out of there.
Yeah, how's your leg holding up?
It was fine after you healed it. It just tingles a bit. Thanks for the assist, Amy. Oh, it's no problem, Sophia. You both looked like you were about to be in far worse shape than me.
Yeah, I think if you hadn't stepped in, we might have been goners.
And whose fault is that?
Look, I was just trying to help. I thought I had an opening.
Yeah, and you ruined mine.
Okay, guys, settle down. All that matters is that we survived another day. All of us.
I guess. But that doesn't change anything about our money situation.
That is true. But there's always next time. You know, we can always wake up early and try to find something small to catch for tomorrow's dinner.
Yeah, I think I'm getting better at cooking rabbit.
When we finally make some money, I want to have something other than a rabbit. I want to go to the tavern. Have someone cook us food for a change.
Let's be fair, Liam. You never cook the food. If you did, I think all of us would be bedridden for a week, and then we would be shit out of luck. Literally. So, on second thought, Liam, you should cook your own breakfast tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Very funny, Sophia.
Honestly, I would just like to finally get some books and figure more out about this world.
Yeah, that would be nice. We really don't know much about it, do we?
I have a feeling it's amazing. Much better than the small town we are in. I mean, you can't tell me the moons aren't amazing enough. I can't wait for my sister to see it with me.
Well, first we have to get stronger. We can't take on one wolf, let alone a goblin.
You can't take on a wolf or a goblin.
Look, we're a team. If we're gonna do this, we all have to get stronger. Together.
It's been a month since we got here. A month since we met each other. And we don't know more about this world than when we arrived.
Pass. We found more than washed up.
Good. Find Stem. And kill Stem.
Yes, tell more, I will.
You will all die.